Spring Test 3. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. When I have finished reading them, your teacher will stop the recording and answer any questions. You will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I am going to ask you 15 questions. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your working, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the answer sheet. I will read each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct one next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so do not be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions. Now we are ready to start the test. For this group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write the number 161 in digits. Write the number 161 in digits. Question 2. Take away 8 from 40. Take away 8 from 40. Question 3. What is the total of 622 and 50? What is the total of 622 and 50? Question 4. How many right angles are needed to make a full turn? How many right angles are needed to make a full turn? Question 5. What is 100 minus 10? What is 100 minus 10? Question 6. Look at your answer sheet. What time is shown on the clock? Look at your answer sheet. What time is shown on the clock? Question 7. If Jack pays for a £5 book with a £10 note, how much change will he get? If Jack pays for a £5 book with a £10 note, how much change will he get? Question 8. Halve 34. Halve 34. Question 9. Look at your answer sheet. What number comes next? Look at your answer sheet. What number comes next? Question 10. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the sign that makes the number sentence correct. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the sign that makes the number sentence correct. For this group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 11. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the multiples of 10. Look at your answer sheet. Circle the multiples of 10. Question 12. Look at your answer sheet. Tick the shape with a curved face. Look at your answer sheet. Tick the shape with a curved face. Question 13. If 4 people can travel in 1 car, how many cars are needed for 10 people? If 4 people can travel in 1 car, how many cars are needed for 10 people? Question 14. Look at your answer sheet. Write the missing number in the circle. Look at your answer sheet. Write the missing number in the circle. Question 15. What is 1/3 of 21? What is 1/3 of 21? Now put down your pen or pencil. The test is finished.